Welcome to the Holly Hibbard Podcast, the place for insights, advice, and real talk for parents of teens and young adults. If you're ready to equip, empower, and encourage your kiddo and yourself for success in our ever-changing world, this is the place for you. My name is Holly Hibbard, and with more than 20 years of experience as a school teacher, leadership coach, and relationship mentor, I know firsthand the unique challenges and growth opportunities that come with raising this generation. Today, as a professional coach and mentor, I help parents, teens, and young adults learn simple emotional intelligence habits they can use to manage their anxiety, cope with stress, and navigate the messy emotional moments that come with growing up. Each week, we'll practice getting comfortable having uncomfortable conversations about all things parenting, leadership, perspectives, and more. Understanding your teen or young adult doesn't have to feel confusing, scary, or hard, my friend. I'm giving you full-on permission to forgive your mistakes easily, ditch the guilt, and regain confidence in your ability to be there for your kid the best way you know how. So let's grow together. Hey everyone, today we start a new series where I want to share with you questions for kids, tweens, and teens. Now these questions can be really used to enhance your communication with anyone in your life, whether you are raising a young adult or you have a significant other, a spouse, your parent. These are going to be great questions for really deepening a relationship between you and the people in your life. And my intention is to offer these to you periodically so that you can start to build your bank of questions that will encourage your kid, your tween, your teen, or those around you to open up to you more so that you authentically get to know what they are experiencing in their life. One of the things that I have had an episode about before is oftentimes when we are listening to people we care about, we are looking for things that we can relate to. We're listening to our kids, to our teenagers, to our young adults, and thinking, I want to relate to them. I want to be able to say, I've been there. I've gone through that exact same thing. And we have this misunderstanding that if just we can relate and have gone through the same thing, that somehow that will deepen the connection. And although that is true in some cases, being able to relate to someone is not the same thing as understanding the people in your life that you care about, including your kids. So what I encourage you to do is consider these questions I'll be presenting to you periodically in this show as a way for you to understand your kid, your teen, your tween's perspective, to understand and get a glimpse of life through their eyes, life through their day-to-day experiences. If you can put on the hat of, I'm here to understand you, and get rid of for a moment an expectation of, I must relate to you, and kind of set that hat aside, that will allow your kiddo to feel that they matter to you, that they are seen by you, that you really value their perspective, whether you agree with them or not, whether you can actually relate to them or not, whether you've gone through the exact same thing or not. And let's be real, most of us who are raising Gen Alpha or Gen Z right now, we have not been through the exact same things that they have. They have far more variables, differences in their life, from how their schools are run to their access to technology. There's a million things that are different between how they are experiencing life and how we are. So let's seek to understand them. The question of this episode that I want to suggest to you that you can use to deepen that relationship and gain understanding of your kiddo's life and perspective is the phrase, tell me more. Tell me more. Now, it may not be tell me more word for word. Sometimes it will, but it could be something so simple as to say, tell me about your day. Because I think the habit comes from, oh, I want to get to know my kid. I want to know what they're thinking. And so we start speculating what their day was like and asking them questions that they can answer in a second. So for example, I pick up my 10-year-old at the bus stop, she gets in the car, and when I realized I was doing for a very long time was saying, "How was your day?" "Fine." "What did you do?" "Oh, this or that." "Had class, went to recess." And there was no depth to the conversation. Then I started to get creative with my questions. I would ask her things like, "What was the best part of your day?" And then she would say, "Lunch, recess, seeing my friends." There still wasn't elaboration on those answers. Or rather, I know that I wanted more. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to hear more about her day. So now when she gets in the car, I say to her, "Tell me about your day. Tell me about your day." And if she says, "Well, we went to recess, we went to lunch, or we had specials," or I can then say to her, "Cool, tell me more. Tell me more." And then it's an invitation to her without me having to go into depth of what it has to sound like. She can then give me more detail. She can tell me about what she saw, what she heard, what she experienced. So the phrase, "Tell me," actually can be super beneficial and an invitation that feels pretty safe to our kiddo because they don't feel like we have this expectation of what their answer has to sound like. For example, if I say, "How was your day?" they know that we care about them. If you're listening to this show, you very likely are raising kids that know that deep down, deep down, they know that you love and care about them. And in the moment, if we say, "How was your day?" they might have an expectation of themselves that they must perform for you in that moment, that they know we want to hear that their day was good or it went well or something exceptional that happened. And so they may tailor their answers to suit that people pleasing or even just to say what they think is the right thing to get you off their back for a moment. Where if we say, "Tell me more," or "Tell me about your day," or "Tell me how cheer practice went tonight," or "Tell me what you learned," those two words specifically, "Tell me," gives them permission and an invitation to be more open, to be more creative with what they want to highlight to you about their day. Because remember, they have their own perceptions, their own perspectives. It's incredibly different from ours. And this way of questioning can allow them to start to filter what's important. What are the highlights? What are the things that stood out about their day? And in another way, another example of using this phrase could be something like, they're telling you that they really enjoyed this particular meal that they had at a restaurant, or that you cooked for them, or somebody else made for them, or their friend's house, they went and had dinner someplace else. "Oh man, the dinner was so good." "Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me more. Tell me, what was your favorite thing about the meal? Tell me." And then again, they'll go into as much detail as they want to. So it's an open invitation where they don't have to feel so limited on how they respond. So again, my intention of this series, Questions for Kids, Tweens, and Teens, this is part one of that series, is to give you new ways to be with your kid, new ways of questioning, starting conversations. And as a certified professional coach, when people ask me what a coach is, I say to them, essentially, I am a professional asker of questions. I love having fun questions in my back pocket that when I'm networking with adults for business, or if I'm talking to my own kid, or if I'm trying to get to know my husband a little bit more, or inquisitive about my brother or my mom, I pull out these seemingly random questions. But the fact is that as a coach, I have thousands of hours at this point of asking people these sorts of questions and saying things like, "Tell me more," where I know the result of it and I know the power of it. So in a way, I'm teaching you how to be a coach of some sort to your kid. And coach in this definition doesn't mean I'm giving them advice. That's not in the purest form of coaching. That is not what professional coaching is, but rather it's being an asker of questions, being curious, staying open-minded about how they respond to it. And that's why I really wanted to kick off this series with the phrase, tell me more, because there's so many benefits to it. I hope this was supportive. I'm so grateful for you listening to the show. And leave me a comment. Tell me something that your kiddo, your teen, your tween, your young adult shared with you because you said to them, tell me more about that. I'd love to hear about it. Until next time, I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening. I'm sending you the biggest hug from over here. I hope this episode brought you one step closer to being the leader in your life and family that you desire to be. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean so much to me if you'd take 30 seconds to help others discover the show. Share this episode with a friend or leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Screenshot this episode, share it with your takeaway on Instagram stories by tagging me at The Holly Hibbard. I would love to know what you think. Remember, you are not alone in this journey, and I'm always here to cheer you on and provide you with expert advice and support. Until next time, stay curious, remain encouraged, and keep empowering yourself. You're doing great, I promise.